Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has stiffened his resolve against North Korea, speaking of Pyongyang instigating a war.
I will tell you this, if North Korea does anything in terms of even thinking about attack of anybody that we love or we represent or our allies or us, they can be very, very nervous. I'll tell you what, and they should be very nervous.
Meantime, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says he's making provisions for some sort of military response to a North Korean provocation, but he said the primary method being employed remains diplomatic. A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea in an effort to challenge China's territorial claims there. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea and the Trump administration seeking China's help in dealing with the nuclear threat posed by Pyongyang. China, Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam all are involved in disputes over the busy waters of the South China Sea. President Trump brushed off Russian leader Vladimir Putin's decision to expel hundreds of U.S. diplomatic personnel from Russia, thanking him instead, saying that it would save the U.S. money. Putin's order to expel the Americans was expected following President Obama's expulsion of Russian diplomats after reports Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential race. Moscow has denied the claims. Results from Kenya's presidential election expected later today. The voting was on Tuesday, pitting incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta against opposition leader Raila Odinga. So far, the Commission of Electoral Commission says Kenyatta leads by 9 points. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration says it is searching for human smugglers who it says forced 120 Somalis and Ethiopians into the sea off their vehicle, their vessel, as it approached the coast of Yemen, causing more than 50 teenagers to be drowned. IOM spokesperson Olivia Hayden tells VOA the migrants knew they could die, but they were helpless to resist.
There was one lead smuggler who was directly instructing the migrants, but he did have other smugglers working on the boat with him who were armed with guns and other weapons. So the migrants had a choice. They would either be harmed more than they'd probably been already on the journey, shot, or jump into the sea. Some were actually physically pushed as well.
IOM says 29 people died, 22 still missing, presumed drowned. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's heartbroken over the drownings. Migrants from Syria, Yemen, Haiti, and other stricken places around the world are in droves making their way from the U.S. to Canada. The woman initiated this one here, immigrated to the U.S. from Haiti when she was a child, now trying to seek asylum in Canada.
That was just for me because since I was crying, she was crying too, because it's a life changing for me. This is all I know, U.S., with from my young age to now. That's all I know. So I don't know what's waiting for me over there.
The migrants say they are driven by the perception President Trump wants to turn away all migrants, while Canada, under Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, is welcoming. Qatar's recent move to grant visa-free entry for nationals of 80 countries is aimed at decreasing the impact of the diplomatic row with Saudi Arabia and other regional nations. Brookings Doha Center researcher Adil Ghaffar says the sanctions on Qatar following the rift have brought many negative impacts on their economy.
First of all, in the financial system, in terms of the trading between the GCC banks, between Saudi banks, Emirati banks, and Qatari banks, that has ground to a halt. There was also a bit of a dollar shortage when the crisis happened. People went to the banks to grab foreign currency.
Qatari government has taken a series of measures like adjusting imports and exports and easing immigration controls to keep itself afloat. And the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says 2016 surpassed 2015 as the warmest year on record. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.